Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. You know, as we look at what is happening across the country, whether it's illegal immigration, border security, health care, investment in public infrastructure, our failing public schools, the Washington Post today reporting sweeping legislation passed to help homeowners, but not in Congress, ladies and gentlemen. Maryland, lawmakers there passing some of the nation's most ambitious legislation to control the housing crisis, toughening oversight of the mortgage lending industry, establishing preemptive measures to help people at risk of foreclosure. You know, the stuff I've been calling for a year. The state of Maryland, they're doing it. Where's Congress? Where's what's her name? Nancy Pelosi. Where's what's his name? Harry Reid. You know, I want to give them a lot of respect because I really like these people. They're doing a great job for America. Just like that guy, what's his name, in the White House. Good grief. You know, how could we come up with Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and George Bush? You know, if you're sitting in a bar at random 20 years ago and you say, I'd like you to be, just pointing around the room, I'd like you to be Speaker of the House. I'd like you to be Majority Leader. I'd like you to be President. I'm telling you, we couldn't have done any worse if we'd have done it that way. It is incredible. But anyway, my hat's off to the folks in Maryland, their lawmakers passing that legislation to help people at risk of foreclosure. Taken together, the Washington Post reports Maryland's bills among the most sweeping in the country as legislatures from both California and Florida are considering proposals to stem the escalating rate of foreclosures. How great is that? Well, it's also consistent with what's happening in a host of other issues, whether it's insurance, whether it is illegal immigration. Think about this. In terms of illegal immigration, with these jerks in Washington, the Democratic leadership and the Congress and the Senate, the fellow in the White House, good grief. No wonder these state legislatures are having to take on the action themselves, and the governors to take action. Get ready for this. The National Council of State Legislatures report that in 2007, are you ready? 1,562 pieces of legislation about illegal immigration were introduced before state legislatures. Of those bills, 240 were passed. That is nearly triple the number of bills passed in 2006. That's, of course, for all 50 states. But it's the states. It's not your Congress, your president at work. These idiots, in point of fact, want to work against you. They wanted comprehensive immigration reform that would have dealt with only 25% of the illegal immigration problem. That is to say, 75% of those crossing our border illegally would continue to do so. The legislation would have cost us a fortune, over $2 trillion in retirement benefits alone for those who would have been given amnesty under the legislation and the relatives that they would have been bringing into the United States. I love nearly all illegal aliens. I really do. I think it's terrific that they want to work. I've worked with them in the fields, ladies and gentlemen. They're good people. But I am not a person who in any time thinks that we should suspend our laws and permit anyone in the world to cross our borders or come into our ports or enter this country legally and overstay their visas with impunity. This is a privilege to be in this country. No one has the right to come into this country at will. At our invitation, yes. And by the way, we invite more than 2 million legal immigrants into this country each and every year. And it's just a shame that we have got such a mess in Washington. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by...
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.